On this show, we've been asking filmmakers about the movies that they could watch again and again, including this one from one of the stars of Bridesmaids.
Hi, my name is Chris O'Dowd, actor, writer, and a hell of a dancer. And the movie that I've seen a million times is Dirty Dancing, starring Jennifer Grey and Patrick Swayze, written by Elinor Bergstein and directed by Emil Ardolino. I think I saw the movie for the first time when I was around five. I grew up with three older sisters who, first of all, forced me to watch it, and later I enjoyed watching with them. They brought me over to the dark side of chick flickdom.
Here's a great song from the Four Seasons.
When you're young as well, it's that coming of age stuff. It felt like a million miles from the west of Ireland, the Catskills, and it felt very exciting.
That was the summer of 1963, when everybody called me baby and it didn't occur to me to mind.
Dirty Dancing is the story of a girl on the verge of womanhood who goes to like a summer camp with her parents. She comes from quite a conservative family. Her father is a doctor.
Okay, we got horseshoes on the south lawn in 15 minutes.
And it looks like it's going to be the most boring summer of her life. But then she meets Johnny.
That's my cousin, Johnny Castle.
This dangerous dance instructor who looks like he's knocked up his dancing partner. But it turns out that wasn't him. That was the other guy who was supposed to be the clean-cut nice guy.
Oh, it's mine, right? Right away you think it's mine.
So it's a movie where your perceptions of the way that people are challenged and defeated. Because she ends up in a relationship with Johnny, and she likes his room.
I guess it's not a great room. You probably got a great room.
No, it's a great room.
She carries some watermelons. She changes her perception in the eyes of her own father, and she becomes a woman, sexually.
Have you had many women?
What?
Have you had many women?
It's raining outside, and your heart is pumping as you're chasing Johnny out, and he can't find his car keys. So rather than kind of going back inside like a normal man would, because Johnny is such a rogue, he just picks up some kind of weird implement from the ground and smashes his own car window with it, just to protect your sullen little head from the rain. That's the scene that I think of when I think of the movie, is him kicking that thing. And then she says the classic line, "You're wild."
You're wild.
What?
You're wild.
You're wild. I've broken windows to try and seduce a woman, but I did it with her car, and she was holding the keys. So, essentially, I just vandalized the girl's car.
Now I had the time of my life.
I didn't know what romance was until I saw Dirty Dancing, and nothing has come close since. When you watch Eli Manning throw that end pass in the Super Bowl, like, what was it, 2-3 years ago, you know, following in his brother's footsteps, following in his father's footsteps, that's the most romantic thing in the world. If you can't watch a girl in a beautiful lake jump into a man's outstretched hands and understand romance, then I just don't get you.
That's actor Chris O'Dowd talking about the movie that he could watch a million times, Dirty Dancing. O'Dowd's new film, The Sapphires, is currently in theaters. Just ahead, tracing the salvation of a New Jersey town devastated by decades of chemical dumping. This is NPR News.